Toxic PFAS chemicals have contaminated drinking water in our region and nationwide for decades. The EPA has announced the first federal regulations on the forever chemicals in public drinking water nationwide. WHYY Zoe Reed reports on PFAS found in everyday products from nonstick cookware to firefighting foam.
The class of chemicals can stay in the environment and our bloodstream for decades. They're linked to serious health problems, including some cancers. Water providers nationwide are now required to monitor and treat its drinking water to reduce common types of PFAS to almost zero within 5 years. Joanne Stanton grew up in Warminster and has advocated for PFAS restrictions for over a decade. Her now adult son was diagnosed with a brain tumor when he was 6 years old.
I know what it feels like to hear a doctor say your child has cancer, and later learning unfathomable that my exposure to PFAS-contaminated drinking water during my pregnancy could have actually caused my son's cancer. So I'm grateful that the EPA set this federal drinking water standard because it may save other moms the heartache of hearing those same words.
The Biden administration has set aside $1 billion to help water providers meet the new standards. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.